get ready for a transformation.
But in this kingdom, we start growing. We are replacing those carnal thoughts with the word of God. Our minds are renewed to the word of God. At that time, glory, glory, glory. So when we are speaking from knowledge. Or you wake up and say, hey, bonga fish, angari. Glory to God. I took it in the dream. I will never take it in life. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'll never be poor. Ah! Jesus Christ. Pay attention to everything I'm going to show you.
Another life-changing moment with Apostle Peters.
From your level, start growing yourself. Start growing yourself. The reason why the anointing is given to the body of Christ is to help preserve people before they now finally grow unto the full measure of the stature of Christ. Before they grow, before they get to that level, the anointing is given to some men of God, to preserve them so that you won't die before the time comes. Say hallelujah. So all the time you are benefiting from that anointing, listen, that does not mean you should shy away and say, no, I don't want to. Don't lay hands on me. They won't say I'm a babe. That's not the point. The point is, all the time you are receiving, be working on your faith. Be working on your faith. Then you perfect one level, you leave that level, you move to another level. That's what you should be doing. Because if you are not built, listen, this life, everything about this life leads to destruction. Everything is forcing men to destruction. People are victims all the time. Don't you hear those news? That's why I don't like listening to them. You see a lot of things. Especially if you are on the Facebook or whatever. You see all sorts. I dislike, what did they call it? News feed is rubbish feed. I'm serious. It should be called fear feed. Because right there you see a lot of things that will bring fear to your heart. As a child of God, how can you grow that way? The word of God is competing with fear. You just read, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And then you turn to your news feed. You see somebody's head rolling this way, the leg. They will tell you all sorts of things. This one just drank Coca-Cola. And after drinking Coca-Cola, he started poisoning. Snake came out of the people. Coca-Cola. And children of God, you, a Christian, that's where you said to you like to. I mean, you must be there. You just go there, your hand will just keep rolling from one to another. You smile, then you know that. Oh! Move to another one. You see, when you're building, something is entering your spirit. That's where you like to dwell. Why not change your style? And don't let people put junks into you. Don't make your spirit a junk heel where everybody can dump junks. It shouldn't be your spirit. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard it with all diligence. Guard it. How? The word of God. You said no, it's not coming in, it's not permitted. But some people, the problem is discipline. Once they see, they I'm not seeing, they go back and say, did I see that one very well? I'm not looking. You see, you're doing yourself a disfavor. Listen, you were born of the word. You must be sustained. You must be sustained by the word of God. You must be sustained. Listen, Jesus Christ of Nazareth was the word of God. That's what the Bible shows, in flesh, on earth. But yet, that Jesus himself, he gave attention to the word. The Bible says he went to the synagogue, as his custom was. Regularly, he went there. Where is the synagogue? The synagogue is a place where you were taught the word. You see that? So you should give your attention to the word. If they check your phones, don't worry, we won't do it. But if they check your phones, for some of you, what you have there, you know, someone was telling me that some were complaining about how they said their phone was full, so they couldn't get messages. Full with what?
What's your phone full with? Say, no space. What occupies the space? Something definitely. And sure, not the word of God. Some don't have any message at all. You have a phone, but no message at all. Everything that is there is junk, written by men. Songs. Somebody sat somewhere in his room, inspired of the devil or by himself or by situation or environment. And then he writes whatever he feels like writing. And then he's thinking, yeah. And then after it sounds sweet to him, he gets into the studio. Yo, yeah. Now, after putting all those rubbish that he has in his mind, he pours it out. That becomes a song. And then they start advertising it. My new singles, you is coming out. My new single. And then you're expecting the new single to download it. And then it comes out straight on your phone. And then you are in love with it. Oh, how much I like this song. What is the content of the song? Because Papa God will protect me. If my enemy wants make her die, then go die. Now listen, as simple as that sounds, if my enemy, well, he's praying, he's saying if the enemy wants him dead, then they are the ones who will die. You don't know, that little line has done something to your spirit. You know what it communicated? It communicated to your spirit the reality of death. As a child of God, according to the word of God, we are not supposed to recognize death. But men will want you to see the reality of death. That little lie, speaking about death, just communicated, just brought it home. The reality of death. And so there is no way that you may not find yourself in a situation that may lead to death. Every time, that's why people have all these testimonies. You hear? Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yesterday, it's God has saved my life. Oh. You see, why? Because of his environment, the music, the songs, the films, the movies, the information. Some people like horror film. You see, I just love it when it's horror. I love watching it. They love it when that vampire is like, yeah. I say, yeah, catch him. You see, all those things, they are doing something to your spirit. That's not the material you were given. God has given us the material to build us. The word of God is the material. How much of it have you known yet? Why are you giving your attention to what men wrote? The words of men. Their thoughts, their thinking, their hearts, their minds are full of junks, full of nonsense. That's what you are buying. You imbibe their words and then you become like them. Meanwhile, you're supposed to study the word of God and become like Christ. More of God. No, you are becoming more of men. So your life becomes a carnal life. Life of, please, I need your help. Please rescue me. Don't let us die. Driver, take it easy. Why are you running like that? Take it easy. Oh. There's one trailer coming. You see, all these things, you information you have received, it has framed you up. Would Jesus ever, in a bus and a trailer coming, would he have shaken? And would he have told the driver, hey! You think he would have? He wouldn't have. He said, how do you know? The Bible shows so. One day, he was in the boat. And an accident was about to take place. They were in the middle of it. They would have drowned. But Jesus was in that boat sleeping. And there was this heavy wind. The Bible says it was tossing the boat to and fro. And then you have to understand, for the disciples to be afraid, because the Bible says they were afraid, they were so afraid. For them to be afraid, these were fishermen. They were used to water. But for them to, they got so afraid, they were grown men, mind you. Peter was not 18 years old. He wasn't 20 something years old. These were grown men. The youngest among them all was John. And that John was not 18. They were grown men. And in the midst of that accident that was about to take place, these grown men, they were used to water. They've slept many times on water. They were still afraid. That means that thing was serious. And the Bible says they cried out. They've honored the master enough. He said, don't wake master, don't disturb his sleep. It will be a dishonor. They tried all they could. But when they were about to die, he said, you better wake him up. Because he was all the time sleeping. It was so intense that water was coming in into that boat. For you to see how intense this was. They had no choice than to wake him up. And they woke him angrily. They say, what kind of sleep is this one? Don't you care that we perish? And Jesus stood up and says, we are in trouble. Why didn't you wake me since? Can we do something now? Hold your hand. Let's pray. Hey, let's begin to pray. Was that what Jesus did? No. Why was he sleeping in the first place? He was full of peace. That's why he said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives. The peace of the world does not last. The world will tell you, be at peace. Everything is cool. Have you ever seen them inside the airplane? The plane is about to crash. But they will still announce with a sweet voice, no panic. So they will tell you, that's the peace that the world gives. That's the peace. The world gives that kind of peace. Fake peace. No, don't panic. But everything is good. And check the pilot. The pilot is shaking. He's shaking. And what can we do? He's shaking. But they are still coming to say, no panic. It's a fake peace. But Jesus says, the peace I give to you, oh boy. Oh, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only Jesus promises us this kind of peace. When Jesus says peace, that peace is peace. It's a peace that is peaceful. And he stood up. And he rebuked the winds. He said, peace be still. And that thing hushed to a sleep. And he turned to them and says, where is your faith? Unperturbed. And you know what? All that time he was talking to, they were wondering, what's he doing? All the time he was saying, peace be still. They were looking at him. Their eyeballs bulging out of them sockets. And they were looking like that. And that thing came. They looked everywhere. Hey! They said, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the waves obey him. Oh. Jesus says in his word through the Holy Spirit, as he is, so are we in this world. That means we also can calm the waves. Exactly. That's what the Bible shows. We also, we can say peace in the midst of that turmoil, that chaos, that accident is about to take place. You are inside that bus and everything is going like that. Everybody say, no, there's somebody who's loaded there, full of the word of God, full of the Holy Ghost. He doesn't think he can die like chicken. He stands up and says, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Hey, what if you die like that? What? Say it again. What if you die like that? If you should die, then that means Jesus does not exist. And that means everything in this book is fake. Because God and his word are one. The word of God cannot be broken. The Bible says he watches over his word to perform it. God has never been embarrassed before. You won't be the first to embarrass him. There were men that dared God. And they spoke things that sounded impossible, unreasonable, in the name of God. And God has never spoken or sent an angel and said, relax. Okay, just take it easy. That thing is too hard. Don't be asking that things like, you embarrass yourself. We will leave you alone. God has never done that. This one you are asking, and you are on your own. He has never done that. He lives for joy. Because he's looking for a man who can dare prove to the whole world that he exists. That's what he's looking for. You know what we have now? Thank God, thank God, thank God for the supernatural in the churches. Because the hand is closed. Thank God for it. There were days that the churches were cold. All we went to do is talk. After talking and talking, nothing happened. It doesn't make God real. It doesn't look like he really exists. Hallelujah. And that is all. Nothing is happening. Nothing. No power. Nothing. Only talk. They talk gently. For it is written, brothers and sisters, what are they reading? Ye are God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Everybody said amen. Ah, pastor! You want to say, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, in church. I say, we don't do that. Excuse me, sir. I have something to say. Do you know what you just read? Sir, read it again. Greater is he that is. Ah! You couldn't read such a scripture like that. Greater is. What? Do you know what that means? We could have a church just with that. I mean, you think of somebody like me. They say, come and read it. Ha, ha. Just step there. Ha, give me the scripture. These people are all there. Maybe I was invited. I say, great. Cool. I have a seat. Great. Yeah, yeah. They say, what's the matter with the guy? Is he okay? They can't understand why. Why? There's a revelation there. Greater. You understand? Do you know what it means, greater? He's talking about the Holy Ghost. Yeah. He's talking about that person that cannot be defeated. Yeah. That one that cannot be conquered. That one that cannot be brought under. That one that cannot be pressed under the tire of a car. Yeah. That's the Holy Ghost. He says that one lives on the inside. He says that one is greater than the one that is in the world. How could you read such a thing? And you put your glasses here. Then he, that is it. What? Gone are those days. Yeah. Our God is alive. I mean, he's real. I love to prove it that God is real. It's one of my passion, one of my hobbies, you understand? To prove to people that God exists. We no need to deceive ourselves. You know, when I say some things, I go around and I see some things here. And people wonder, Apostle, that one is too. Don't say that though. What if it doesn't happen? What? I would be embarrassed. He's the one. Because I came to, did you see me? Have I ever approached any of this in the name of Apostle? I'm telling you, I've never done that. Say, in the name of Jesus, it's done. Say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will never be defeated in my life. I remember we went to one school as a student. Oh boy, in that school. We were trying to, secondary school. I've told you the story before, but let me say it again. We went there and were, you know, proud students. These folks were from Rich Home, you know, and the school is somewhere down the road. I don't want to mention the name. Rich school, you know, the folks were, I mean, these were people that went abroad, like they just went there in that school. So we went there to preach to them. Myself, as the president of the fellowship, and my executive, so we went there to preach. So these arrogant students, they felt we were all stupid because they look at us. When they saw some of our members acting drama, they were just looking like these big fools. You know, these were arrogant young secondary school young folks. And that the atmosphere was so cold. The one who came to lead the praise and worship was shouting on top of our voices just to make them move. They hardly moved. They were just like, you know. I was sitting down there. It has never happened before. My heart started pounding. I said, how will I go and face this? Because of the whole place was cold. It was cold. I said, please, where is your toilet? I asked one of them. They said that way. So I went.
I entered the toilet. I stood there. I said, the Lord said, relax, I'm with you. That's all I needed to hear. So I went back there. I started preaching. While I was preaching, it was getting to them. Some of them were mocking. They were laughing. You know, while others were receiving it. And then I said, hold on! You, come! Why are you using glasses? Ah, they said, oh, what kind of question is that? Because most of them use glasses. Why are you using glasses? A small boy. And the guy said, I use it to read. Come. Come and stay here. He stood. All right, I said, I'm going to pray for him now. And he will stop using the glasses. All of them thought, this man is just about to disgrace himself. You've been preaching instead of you to limit it there. You now want to embarrass yourself. All my executives started praying with tongues from wherever they were. They used to call me Pastor Victor, so they were thinking, Pastor Victor, don't disgrace us. Let's just do this thing and go home. Let's just... But I said, the one that held the microphone for me, because I was going to minister to that guy, was my secretary in the fellowship. His hand was shaking. He held the microphone, but his hand was shaking. You know why? Not only the students were there, the teachers were there. The school headmistress, something, or principal, something, was there. The house mistress, yes, was there. So they were there. They enjoyed the preaching. They loved it. They had clapped. But when I now said, they were now looking at them, just like, hey, this young man should just... But I insisted. I laid hands. And I started praying in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of all my executives, somewhere around here, I could hear their voice. Amen! Somebody was already speaking. Kapaka kekeke. Pray with us just to support me. But you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to prove to those young folks that God exists and is bigger than your daddies. The daddies you relied on. And I laid my hands. And after I was done, I said, get us a pamphlet. I got one. I came with it. I said, take, read. Without the glasses. He had never done it before. When he started reading, the whole place erupted. The teachers, all of them, including the students, they stood up like this. You know, their pride will not let them jump. And I said, do you have any sickness? Come out. You needed to see the way they came out. I mean, those steps were fast. And you discover a lot of sicknesses amongst them. Rich folks. Big folks. Because their daddies didn't give attention to God. So, you know, say anything, we'll just fly you out. We'll just take care of you. So they had a lot of sicknesses. Young children, to hear of the sicknesses, you'll be amazed. That they carried. You know, you think you are from a poor background. You are healthy. You are still not great. They had sicknesses. And we had a revival in that place that day. Why? Because I was bold enough to prove to them that God was alive. Glory to God. Say, I'm full of the words. Say it. Say, I'm full of the words. You know you have to work on yourself to be full of the word. The most important thing in your life is the word of God. So you build yourself strong in the word. You start out, for instance, there are those that will complain about, you know, when I study, maybe I don't really understand. What about messages? Start from there. Start from there as a student. Maybe you're too busy, so sitting down with the Bible is something. Start from messages. Have messages on your phone. And then you make up your mind. If you can't do it every day, every 2 days, you say, okay, I'll do it. Maybe I won't listen today, but I'll listen tomorrow. Like that. Every 2 days, you listen to a message at least. And when you're listening, you stay somewhere. Sit down, listen to this message. Suck the juice out of it. Listen, I'm a man who listens to messages growing up as a Christian. Growing up as a Christian, I listen to a lot of messages. And I'm not talking about listening and doing things. When I'm listening, it was a big deal. When I will sit down with that message, if I know I'll be disturbed, I'll plug it in my ears. I'll sit down with it and I'll carry my Bible. It will be as though I'm in that meeting. Those were the things that built me, that helped me. even when I didn't have enough sense to study the word for myself. Before I now started studying the word and understanding the things that were there. You see, you start out with messages, listen to them. The time you used to listen to wrong songs and you sleep on wrong songs, listen to wrong message and you sleep on wrong message, some of them will send you on WhatsApp, they will tell you, listen, announcement, announcement, and a short clip. I saw one recently, I deleted it. I wish I could do it twice. Because it was embarrassing. You know, sending all sort of nonsense. You see me sending you, I send the people on my contact, I send them posts. The word of God, you are now replying me and sending me announcement. Coke cues. What's that? I deleted it. And I was not apologetic. Well, he didn't know I deleted it, but I did. And I've been watching out for that person. You do it again, I may block you. It's true. You see, don't listen to those chunks. Listen to the word. Be built in the word. Well, I may not be the one reading the Bible, but there's somebody who studies it well and understands it well. Let me listen to him before I get to the level where I can dig in for myself. And then you're listening. You're going. You have this thing in your ears. Whatever you're doing, maybe you're washing clothes. You have this thing in your ears. Instead of listening to the wrong music. Hey, my life, oh, it go better. It better, oh. You know, yeah, you're saying, and others, you're saying, how are you doing? What are you listening to? There was a girl one day, as a student, I was seeing him watch a member of the church, same fellowship. She was washing her clothes, part of it. He said, so there was a song that was playing at that time as a student that was raining. And that song was saying, maybe it's not easy, something like that. And she was listening to it, but because she had been taught how to confess correctly. So she was not saying, easy for me, easy. She changed it. Self-deception. I'll never forget that scene. As I was approaching her, she didn't know I was coming. But she had changed it. She said, easy for me. She was playing it. It was so loud. But now she has been taught good confession. So, easy for me. Easy. I said, brother. I thought, what a shame. Must you listen to it? Why are you changing it? You are saying it, but the thing is entering your spirit. He said, it's not easy. You will not be struggling. Now say, what is happening, Lord? Lord, what's happening? Lord is your mate. You see, consciously, you listen to the messages. Get them on your phone. Right now, as a church, you don't pay for the messages. It's for free. Because actually, we don't have anything we are paying for. If we have something we are paying for, you pay for the messages. But we have nothing we are paying for. We just download it, we record it, and then you get it on your phone for free, and you listen to them. If there is any area in your life you want to work on, maybe it has to do with faith, the Holy Spirit, something, you look for the messages there, or you ask the one that is there at the stand, ask for the message, and you get that one. You give yourself a target. You say, this week, one message, I will so listen to this one until I press it, it's coming out of my body. So you listen to that one, and as you listen, your faith will be stirred. When you are faced with situations, you know how to respond immediately. Why? You are loaded. Say hallelujah. Then also, you can create small time to carry the word of God, the Bible. You sit with it. If it's 15 minutes every day, God honors diligence. God is not concerned about how many hours you spend. God knows your schedule more than you do. He knows how busy we are. If you are not very busy, He knows. If you're very busy, He knows. That's why somebody who's very busy, you notice, he may just spend few minutes with God. And he's coming out, he's already smelling God. And I'm serious. Why, there's someone else who has plenty of time. And so he spends 1 hour. At the end of that 1 hour, he still comes out dry. Because he's not really spending time there. All the time he was there, his mind was just running around. I've had times that I will be with God, in the presence of God. You know what I mean? Alone with God for hours. And I've had time that no time to be there for hours. Just a little, maybe I'm coming to minister. Just a short period that I'm with Him. When I step out, you will think I've been there maybe 1 week. The rate with which the anointing will ooze out of me. That's because God knows my schedule. The most important thing is diligence. If you're going to do it 15 minutes every night, say 15 minutes I'm going to give to studying the word. Do it and be diligent with it. If it's 10 minutes, if it's one chapter or one verse, you don't have to cover the whole chapter. Don't deceive yourself. If it's one chapter or one verse, maybe or two verses, do it every day. Two verses every day. Those two verses, I'll meditate on it. That's how to do it. Smart. Say, I'm smart. Jesus, I'm smart. Stand to your feet right now. Lift your hands and worship God. Worship God everywhere.
This message was produced by Supernatural Kingdom Church. To get more of our messages, call 0806-087-643 or 0816-011-4389. Thank you and God bless you.